Bag huge savings on your painting project at Menards. With over 100 years of paint experience, Dutch Boy is the perfect choice for your painting projects. Give your space the platinum treatment with Platinum Plus Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer in one with amazing stain resistance that gives your space a long-lasting finish. Check out Mapped Blue, Dutch Boy's color of the year. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Last Word on Today FM.
You are very welcome back. It is Will O'Callaghan in for Matt on this Thursday. And on Tech Thursday, we are looking at New Year's tech resolutions. Delighted to say our tech expert, Andy O'Donoghue, is here with us. Andy, Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm good, and the same to you, Will.
First thing we're going to talk about, right, the idea of decluttering your tech and particularly, I guess, decluttering your phone. I will admit that I only do this on one occasion, and it's when I'm on a flight and I don't have access to the internet. And what I tend to do, Andy, is I go at that point and go, right, here are all the duplicate videos that I have. Here are all the WhatsApp messages I could do without. And I slowly but surely delete them down over the course of that flight. And I will admit that every time I do it, I go, I should redo this more often, but I don't.
Now, that's an interesting point, Will, because first of all, I think that's a really good idea, and you're kind of using an opportunity to do it. But the great thing about doing it at this time of year is that if you've got a few days off and you're thinking about what's the easiest way to do it, there are some really useful tools for doing exactly what you just mentioned. And it is worthwhile doing. That's the first thing I'd say, because you free up storage, you improve performance of your phone, and generally, you know, boost productivity. But also, don't forget that there are, you know, those duplicate videos that you get in WhatsApp, various other things you might be subscribed to. You may well be storing them via your WhatsApp backup. They might be going into your G Drive and using up your free space. They might be going onto your OneDrive if you're a Microsoft subscriber. So you can end up with hundreds of megabytes of videos, particularly from WhatsApp chats, that you don't need. You certainly don't want them. And they're going to hang around and fill up your space. A couple of tools that I'd suggest, there's one called Gemini and there's one called Duplicate Cleaner. They're really clever because, and you can get these for Windows, for Mac, and also for iOS and Android. And what they do is they'll find photos that are duplicates or even similar, and you can remove the duplicates, freeing up an enormous amount of space. So that's a really good idea. But there are also you can deleting unused apps is worthwhile, and you can use on iPhone or on Android. You can look at Usage Manager to identify the apps that you rarely use and just get rid of them, because those old apps that you may have downloaded for a specific task, there may even be a security risk to some of them. So it's a really worthwhile thing to do.
Yeah, and the reason I say I should do it more often is I generally do it on that occasion, and usually it's when it's getting close to my phone being full memory-wise before I do it. And then you end up saving, you know, tens of gigs off the back of your phone, and you go, actually, this is fantastic, and my phone is running more smoothly, and it feels rightly or wrongly. I've got more battery power. I presume there's probably less drain on the phone, which is maybe why that helps, and you should really do it more often. I'm going to trigger anyone who has got a problem with having loads of messages here, by the way. So in my email at the moment, and this is mainly because there's a few different feeds going in and whatever else as well, there are 16,478 email messages apparently on my phone. So how am I going to cut this down?
Okay, so I imagine you probably subscribe to a lot of maybe team updates, match report, various things. There's probably stuff coming into your inbox day and night. And you're going to read the odd one. You're not going to read all of them. And for many of us, no matter what you're interested in, what your hobby is, whether it's sport, whether it's art, whether it's television, no matter what it is, you have signed up for so many things over the last, even only over the last year. So your inbox can get absolutely uncluttered. And there is kind of this idea, and it is becoming more popular, because people are kind of aiming for what they call inbox zero. And I would like to wake up in the morning and only see half a dozen emails from family or work that are really important. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Because there is a distraction, because, of course, you start reading these. They might be days old. They might be irrelevant. So you can use a couple of different features. There's a brilliant app called Unroll Me. The problem with Unroll Me is that technically it's not meant to work in the EU, but I know that people can make it work here. However, There are very good functionality in both Microsoft Outlook and in Gmail that allows you to click on a sender and say unsubscribe from the newsletter. And I will confess, Will, I have spent at least 45 minutes doing that myself because I am determined to get rid of the unread messages that hang around in your inbox. It's really worth doing because, as you said, 16,000 emails, you think, oh, well, they're just emails. But if they have images, each one is using up your space. So really worthwhile doing.
On when it comes to your maybe your laptop or your PC or your Mac, depending on what you're on, is it worth giving a run through CC Cleaner? Maybe people would use it before, or I know people swear by Clean My Mac as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Both of them are really good. And your phone, your smartphone, actually, most of them have a built-in cleaning app, and that's worthwhile using. I use a Mac, and I use Clean My Mac, and CC Cleaner is also very good. It's also a time of year when it's worthwhile saying, you know, at the moment, a lot of people might have an iOS upgrade that they need to do, new Android, is it 15, you know, can be done. So there's a lot of software updates you could do, which just make your computer more efficient, improve the performance and make it more secure. However, cleaning out those files, because there are lots of things. If you use a streaming service, if you watch movies online, many of these things get cached. So even though you've watched them, the downloaded file may still be on your computer. And of course, it's using up space on you. And in turn, you know, you're going to run out of space. And also it can contribute to making your computer slower. So you're right. I do recommend Clean My Mac and CC Cleaner because they're really useful and easy to use.
So I've decided, right, new year, I don't need that old laptop anymore, which has been hanging around. I've been keeping it for whatever reason. I'm going to clear whatever I need from it. I want to get rid of it. Maybe someone's in a similar position with a phone. I think we're probably all guilty of keeping a phone from a couple of generations ago in a drawer somewhere and we haven't got rid of it. And you decide, right, I'm going to recycle this or get rid of it the right way. What's the best way to do it?
Well, the first thing, don't forget that we've all paid when we've bought electronic goods, we've paid for the Wii recycling. So there's already a charge on your computer. So you can bring it to your retailer. And for any local electrical retailer, you can bring your computer or your tablet or whatever and have it recycled safely. Obviously, before you do that, make sure that you've reset factory settings and you delete all of your data and disconnect it maybe from your iTunes account or from your Gmail or G Drive, just to be sure. However, before you recycle them, if it's still functioning and it's still working, you can look at donating them. And if you have a functioning device, try to donate it to a charity or a community program. People like the Autism app, the Grace app, they accept both phones and tablets, which is a really worthwhile cause. And you know, getting rid of them is one thing, but before you even take them out of the house, Will, think about if you can repurpose them. And this is an interesting idea because you can turn an old tablet, if you have one, might be a few years old, you can turn that into a digital photo frame, plug it in, run a little image app on it and have your rotating photos. But if you use Alfred Camera, which is a really really clever little app, that will turn your old phone into a security camera that you can access when you're out of the house. So you get free CCTV.
Okay, that is a very novel way of potentially breeding some new life into the machine if it's on the way out. Again, I've known you for a long time. When I see things like downsizing tech, I really wonder here because a colleague of mine a couple of years ago went from using their very standard smartphone and they went and got one of the newer versions of the Nokias and straight away they missed things like WhatsApp and they missed all that and they missed having all their podcasts on their phone and they ended up going back. Mm. Maybe you're not talking about going that extreme cold turkey, but what is the potential for downsizing your tech here?
Well, I think it is, believe it or not, it's actually becoming increasingly popular. And over the last couple of years, you know, we kind of talk about, we're always talking about upgrading. We're always talking about the new iPhone, the new Google phone, the new Samsung. Oh, I need one of them. But you really do have to ask yourself, do I need the new smartphone, the laptop? Do I need that new tech in my house? And so there is this principle that they call right sizing. And that means that every upgrade does not necessarily have to be bigger or more expensive. You might have a laptop or a fancy tablet and you think, well, I don't need two devices. Actually, what I just need is a convertible laptop, one that turns into a tablet. So I get one device, you get one charger, you lose less power. It's simply not as expensive to have one device as it is to have two. So, you know, it is worthwhile thinking. And of course, if you do need to buy something new, you can consider buying refurbished. And Apple and Dell do have really good refurbished tech programs, and you get a warranty. And worthwhile thinking about. Some local resellers do it. My own, I suppose, my own tendency is to buy online from the big companies, but it's worthwhile considering. And of course, you can go to many shopping centres around the country, and they have, you know, used equipment for sale. So, you know, also I would say kind of consider just consolidating devices generally. That is a good tip, because if you have a Kindle, if you have a tablet, a laptop, as I mentioned, do you need all of them, Will? So just think, okay, I can just have one device, cheaper maybe for insurance, for gadget insurance if you have it, you lose less power, it's just less hassle, particularly when you're traveling. So it is worthwhile thinking about, you know, not necessarily downgrading, but just downsizing your tech.
Yeah, looking through some of the WhatsApps coming in here on 0874100102. One of the textures is living the dream that I would love to live. Over the break, I unsubscribed to many mailing lists. It was so satisfying, although it did initially feel a little bit weird getting no emails for a few days. Maybe that was part of kind of the Christmas side of things as well. But I would much prefer to be in that situation. That's definitely one I'm going to look into. The last thing I wanted to touch on as well, Andy, was the social media side and maybe trying to switch off from it. The one that I do, and it almost happens automatically because I've set the bedtime up on my phone, is that it goes into sleep mode, or it goes into that focus mode at night, which doesn't allow me to get notifications, which is a godsend. If you do pick up your phone at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock to just check what time it is, I won't be drawn towards then scrolling at that point. But this seems to be a real kind of growing market, some of the apps that are available now.
It's really interesting to look at what's happened over the last year or two, Will, because, you know, we appear eventually to be thinking, you know, we need to be connected less. And phone makers and software makers are starting to do things that we never would have seen before. For instance, I use the new Google Pixel 9, and I thought there was something wrong with my screen because it went into black and white mode on me a couple of nights when I was up late. And I'm tapping the screen thinking, wow, this is strange. Of course, it's a feature. It's built into the phone. And the idea is it's that kind of wind down. It's taking the color, making it easier on my eyes and helping me to get to sleep as I normally would. So we know that there are plenty of health benefits of reducing social media usage. It's well researched. So it is a good idea. I mean, you know, creating boundaries for yourself and thinking, okay, I don't need a smartphone in the bedroom at nighttime. You know, when you're having dinner, do you need to have your smartphone on the table? If you're watching television, should you really be looking at your iPad or your tablet? You know, this kind of idea of twin or dual screening, second screening, they call it. You know, just try to avoid, perhaps, if you can, how much screen time you expose yourself to, because there are physical impacts on you, like eye strain and neck pain, but also it does affect your attention span, your focus, and it does lead to stress and anxiety. So it's a good idea to start that at this time of year.
Yeah, another tip coming in as well, Winderstat has been brought up here, which is a Microsoft free app, which also sorts cash details as well. The one thing I'm going to ask you about, Andy, before we head towards the 5 at 5, people are wondering, what would your advice be if someone wanted to donate their tech if they decided that it's finished? Is there a best place to go? Is it looking for places they're looking for donations? What's the best place to go?
Well, certainly I know the Grace app is one that caught my eye earlier last year now, and they do accept them. You also have the option of trading them in if you know, if they're good enough and new enough. But certainly I would suggest doing a simple search online and look for somewhere that's close to you. They might ask you, do you have a charger? Do you have a cable? Just, you know, donate the stuff that's working properly. But there are plenty of organizations, Will, who really need laptops, tablets, and even smartphones, even if they're old, and they will absolutely put them to good use.
Okay, better use on in their hands maybe than sitting on a desk accumulating dust as well. Andy, all the best with the tech for 2025, and thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks, Will.
The last word on Today FM.
Bag huge savings on your painting project in Menards. With over 100 years of paint experience, Dutch Boy is the perfect choice for your painting projects. Give your space the platinum treatment with Platinum Plus Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer in one with amazing stain resistance that gives your space a long-lasting finish. Check out Mapped Blue, Dutch Boy's color of the year. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big.